You are listening to a Mom Forum recap episode. Here's where I share my own thoughts and personal experiences relating back to the previous episode. Be sure that you catch our interviews with moms sharing their journey through motherhood, and then come back and catch the recaps. Last week, I sat down with my friend Rhonda Richards-Smith. She is a therapist, and we talked a lot about how she really focuses on building communication in her relationship with her daughters. And that is something that I have been working really hard on also, because for those of you that do not know, my oldest, Legend, he is adopted by us, not fully adopted right now, but he's fully in our custody and we're working on the full legal adoption. There are many steps to that process, but that's for another podcast episode. And he is now 13, and I have been really, really working on communicating with him and giving him a safe space to know that he can tell me things without getting in trouble, no matter how much I have to bite my tongue or stop myself from fussing at him for something that he should not have done, because I do that more than enough. And it has been a difficult journey. One, because we got him later in life at 9. And puberty, middle school, the whole mix of that makes for very difficult communication with a teenager. It's not easy. But I have been very consciously trying to focus on building relationships with each of my children one-on-one and create situations in our home and our family time where we can connect to each other, and that they do see this as a safe space, just as Rhonda was talking about, because when they get to be teenagers, it's too late. And that is a scary thought, because I know everybody says it, and it's really annoying when you have small children because it doesn't feel like it, but man, does it happen so quickly. And the next thing you know, you look up and your child is looking you dead in your face. And I am not joking. I had this moment a few weeks ago where I turned around to talk to Legend and he was eye level, and it shocked me. It made me take 2 steps back. And I was like, what is happening here? Why are you looking me straight in the eyes? Like, when did that happen? Like, this kid is growing inches overnight. And just all of a sudden, there we were, eye to eye. And I just feel like I'm running out of time to build the relationship and the connection that I want all of my children to have to me as their mom, to their dad, to our family, to their siblings. And it's a big, scary thought to have, but sitting down and talking to Rhonda about how she has been strategically building that made me take a bit of a breath, say, okay, what are the things that I'm doing to create that quality time with my kids and to build trust with them, for them to see me as someone to come to? Because as Rhonda said, as they move into those middle school years, they really start to look to their peers. And Lord knows what they say to each other or what they're looking up on Google to answer their questions. And I want to be a parent, but also a place where they can come and say, hey, mom, the other day I was talking about whatever and this happened, or to just kind of know what's going on in their lives, because they begin to separate from us. And it's not an easy separation, because they do push us away a little bit and roll their eyes at us like we're idiots. Yeah, so many eye rolls. It's just, oh. But what I have been trying to do, and what Rhonda talked about, is finding one-on-one time that I can have with my kids, even if it's just a little bit of 5 minutes a day. Like this past school year, Legend always had to get up earlier, usually because he has to be at school earlier, and he would usually be the first one down. So I would try to be in the kitchen so that we could have that little time to talk. Or if I'm picking them up individually, I try to talk to them in the car. And I've been trying to have little times with them just one-on-one when I go out. Maybe one of them comes with me to the grocery store, or Nolan always comes with me to the mall to get our nails done. It's easier with Nolan because she's a girl and we like similar things. And so it's a little bit easier to connect with her. It's a lot harder to connect with my teenage boy because he just, mama's not cool anymore. And my 8-year-old, there's like an attitude time in the 8-9-year-old section too. He's a Mr. Know-it-all, so that can be annoying. And we also, as a family, have dinner together at least 5 nights a week, sitting at the dinner table, eating a meal with no electronics involved. And so just trying to grab all these little moments where I can build connection, because it just goes so quickly. I mean, when you think about it, Rhonda mentioned that her child was just turning 13, and my child is now 13. They have like 5, maybe 6 more years in your house until they fly the coop. Now, not everybody flies this coop, but you know, they're an adult at that point. In 5 years, take a look at your child. In 5 years, they're going to be considered an adult. That teenager that is driving you nuts, that doesn't seem to have any common sense to save their life, they're going to be gone. And so I'm not saying this is easy, but I have tried so hard to stop fussing so much and to have moments where he is free to tell me things without consequence, within reason. We can't go crazy there. To build that relationship, because it's not easy. And as our children begin to grow and push away from us, it gets harder and harder. And so the stronger that connection is, the stronger it will stay as they build the distance between us, which is what they're supposed to do. But it's so hard to let go, man. But finding ways to connect with them as they grow, as they're changing, as they're experiencing life, so that when that girl breaks their heart or that boy breaks their heart, that they will share that with me. Gosh, I hope so. I really hope so. And so if you have not listened yet, please go back and listen to Rhonda's episode. She has some great advice. She is a professional in this field, and she really got me to thinking about more ways that I can build a relationship with my children individually, build our family relationship, and also among them. She talked about creating time for her 2 daughters to build up their relationship as sisters. And the more kids you have, the harder that gets, because the more they fight, Lord, have mercy, do my children fight. But at the end of the day, I want them to know that their siblings are their allies, the people that will be there for them. I want them connected to their siblings like I'm connected to mine. And I'm not saying we have, like, we're best friends, but I know that I can always call on them. When I'm frustrated, I can call on my sister. You know, when I need help, I can call on my brother. That's what I want for my children. I don't know that it always works out that way. All I can do is put the work in now and hope and pray that it comes out on the other end. So I hope the things that I'm working with may help you out. And I hope you had the opportunity to listen to Rhonda's episode and hear what she had to say about building the relationships in her family and with her children, because this is really an important topic that I think sometimes we don't think about until it's too late. But we don't want to wait until then, because man, does this time go by so quickly. But we got to let them grow up, right, mamas? Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I can't wait to see you next week on the Mom Forum podcast. Please join us over on social media on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at the Mom Forum, or come give us a visit on our site, themom-forum.com, to read our new blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. Thank you, and we will see you the next time on the Mom Forum.